When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, a vibrating bike seat plus license plates and Larry King. It's all coming up next.
Life's too short to hang out with a bunch of ass bags.
Ass bags. Yeah, baby. Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
And we're way too old to waste precious time around dickweed. And you'll know one when you see one, 'cause he'll look a lot like Chick McGee.
Hilarious.
Life's too short. Life's just way too... You can't say the F word on the radio now.
That's correct.
No,
friggin'.
Yeah.
Friggin'.
Life's just way too friggin' short. Life's too short to hang out with a bunch of ass bags.
There you go.
That's beautiful.
That's very lovely.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
What do you got over there?
Well, a porn company called Cam Soda. We've had stories from them on the show before.
What is this? What are they called?
Cam Soda.
And why is that again?
I don't know.
Do we ever figure that out?
Cam for camera, soda for something that's refreshing and tasty.
Why, I think why they delicious. Choose website names. Who knows?
Okay, so maybe it's because it moms well, look at I'm people's guess, website browsers and they go, oh, Cam Soda.
Christy, you're onto something
that
there.
That can't be bad.
Moms, right. Girlfriends,
so
wives.
It's a porno, yeah. Porno place.
Though. It is?
Yes, it is. And they have released something called the O Seat. It's a stationary bike seat cushion that the New York Post reports gives you the option to slip a vibrator into to make your ride a little more pleasurable.
Come on.
Oh my gosh.
You leave yourself alone for a bike ride?
This is a whole nother level of time management. Like you don't have time enough to do these things separately, so you have to do them together.
Hi, right. I got a Peloton for Christmas and replaced my husband with a dildo. No, this is fake.
This sounds like
I don't think it's fake.
You do to budget your time better.
No.
You'd injure yourself. Yeah. You can't.
Wouldn't you be inspired to work out longer if you were being pleasured at the same time?
It's too athletic.
I'd fall off the bike.
Wow. My mommy sure's been putting a lot of time in the Peloton.
There you go.
No. No. Someone is going to hurt themselves with this thing. They're going to have to get some kind of retractor device at the ER.
It's not going in.
Yeah, it's not going in.
It's going into the seat.
Here's the problem with
you
Tom.
You don't know how it works.
Tom confuses a dildo and a vibrator.
Right,
he
right,
thinks
right,
it has to go
right.
inside.
Sorry, well, I majored in dildography.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. Yeah, yeah.
No, you didn't.
No, it was dildology. I'm sorry.
You have, you have relations for one thing, to make a baby.
Right. Procreation only.
I'm trying to find a... here's a picture of this thing. You can't tell what's happening.
Now here's Tom making a baby.
Lady on a bike. Sorry.
Okay. It's pretty easy to slip just a little vibrating device right there underneath the.
You're pregnant.
We have a new member of the cast.
Welcome, a new member of the cast. Here she is.
Okay.
Speaking of ladies.
Yes.
An 84-year-old woman in New Mexico accidentally dialed the district attorney's office when she was trying to call a medical supply store to get a walker.
How's this
I don't
news?
Think that the vibrator had anything to do with it.
It ends really
it's
well.
Number.
It's really sweet.
It's a sweet
right.
story if you
this,
let me
this poor old lady.
God. This woman are doing every wrong number in the country.
This woman's all day. A menace. Then who'd she get before she got the...
According to KOB-TV...
We're on your side.
Mrs. Bernice Weems mistakenly called Mr. Kyle Hartsock with the Bernalillo County District Attorney's Office
hard sock?
Heart sock.
Oh, heart sock.
H-A-R-T-S-O-C-K.
She would analyze every name.
She left a voicemail, and it turns out heart sock's number, one digit off from the medical supply store.
It'd be funny if it was fart sock. Wouldn't it?
Apparently not.
I tell you what,
I thought it was
judging
funny.
By the
It'd be
silence.
Funny if it was Hartcock. That'd be funny.
What?
There's a lot of names it could be.
Yeah.
That's got nothing to
it
do with the story.
It could be Floopelpuss, but it wasn't.
Oh, Floopelpuss is funny.
Oh,
that's good.
He's so never
this poor old lady wants a walker.
She needs a walker.
So she calls if you were watching if you were watching one of those stupid cop shows.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, SUV.
Oh, I enjoy those.
LA
911. That's an amazing show.
I love 911.
And they phone answer to some old lady, they'd go, "Hang up on the bitch."
Yeah.
And this is a real story.
Did not hang up. Instead of ignoring his message, he went out and got Ms. Weems a walker. He said he called
Weems
her...
Okay, sorry.
Mr. Hartsock said, I said, quote, Bernice, we have a walker for you. She said, awesome.
I said, what?
I think she still thought that we were the Walker store, Hartsock said. The surprise came just in time for Bernice's grandson's wedding in Denver. Aww.
The guy helps this lady get a walker.
He said it made him feel so good. It's been a long time since I felt that good.
I was at Home Depot, and there was this lady trying to buy Christmas lights, and she thought I worked there.
Well, so you, spent, you insisted yourself upon her.
Yeah.
I spent 15 minutes helping the lady.
Mm-hmm.
Just sweet old lady. Thank
you. I have two words for why the district attorney did this. Election year.
Yeah. You're right.
Oh, come on.
I just hope she gave his number to all her friends and they all called him for a walker.
I need some new shoes.
Yeah, now this lady's going to call numbers willy-nilly because she thinks she can get whatever she needs.
And what was her name again?
The world owes her a living.
Beatrice Weems.
In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight. In the jungle.
Weirdest songs ever to become a hit.
Weems a walker, Weems a walker, Weems a walker, Weems a walker,
Weems a walker. It fits. You can't argue with success. That's amazing. Wow.
Well, good.
Okay, well, the DA, the dude is awesome. There we go. I think it's a nice, happy Christmassy story.
See?
Helping a lady get a walker.
Yeah. Nope,
not teaching her lesson.
Oh, see, really? The world is wonderful, isn't it?
It is.
No, it's not. No. Wake up.
What would you do, chick? Make her go buy her own tennis balls?
I wouldn't have answered.
You would have deleted her voicemail.
I might have given her the correct number. Maybe. But I'm not going to go buy her a walker.
You wouldn't have given her the correct number.
No, you wouldn't have.
You would have hung up the phone.
Click. Click. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, Bob and Tom Show. It's Larry King here.
Hi, Larry.
Larry, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, it's almost here, isn't it?
What's
Christmas,
that?
Right?
Oh, sure.
How would you know?
Yeah, not that you...
Hanukkah's almost here,
time,
too.
It's a time for giving and receiving presents. Let's face it. You know, sometimes the gifts you get just don't work out. I think everybody can relate to that.
Yeah, sure.
Consider the song, The 12 Days of Christmas.
Right.
That would never work for me for a couple of reasons, as you are relating to. First off, I'm Jewish, but then again, I don't want to be a party pooper.
Okay.
So I like to give and receive holiday presents.
Okay.
Christmas, Hanukkah, you know, whatever works for you. Two, the song is about gifts for my true love. I've been married 8 times, so I find true love to be a bit elusive. But beyond that, let's look at the gifts you're being given, okay? On the first day, they say it's a partridge in a pear tree.
Right.
Sure.
I live in an apartment. Where the hell am I going to plant a pear tree?
Good point.
Your balcony?
Plus my lease.
No. So, wait a minute. Larry, there's apparently a defense.
Don't interrupt here, Christy. This is gold.
You're going through a lot faster.
Okay.
Look what happened with Kostaki. We had to put him on hold, for God's sake.
That's what Marty told me. Plus, my lease has a strict no pets policy. Therefore, no partridges. Second day, same thing. 2 turtle doves. Again, no pets. Mm-hmm. It's right in the lease. Third day, three French hens. You give me French hens for Christmas, I'm serving my famous chicken a la King.
Larry King's.
Day four, four calling birds, again with the birds. Who wrote this list? Big Bird? The hell? Alfred Hitchcock? Now, five golden rings would be a decent gift, but when you get to day six, we're back to the birds. Six geese a land. Look, with my heart condition, my doctor, Dr. Joyce Brothers, says I shouldn't eat eggs. But I say cholesterol level of 1,100 is still super safe. How about you?
Is Joyce Brothers okay, still alive?
I don't know. Is she a doctor?
Back to the list, the gifts. Here we go. Sorry. On day seven, it's swans a-swimming. I don't have a pool or even a bathtub. Day eight. Maids are milking. Are they milking ostriches? Hell, I'm not into the whole lactation kink. Just have the maid straighten up the apartment and call it a day. All right. Day nine is ladies, nine ladies dancing. Now we're getting somewhere. You really do have a true love if she buys you a strip club. These are just observations I've made. Days 10, 11, and 12, all pretty stupid. I don't need a bunch of dudes beating on drums. And if some lord tries leaping over me, I'll sock him right in the gooch.
Pow!
I will. Nutsack there. All in all, I prefer a more practical, true love Christmas. How about a nice gift card to an Applebee's or Chili's? Better yet, I'll have the nine ladies dancing over to my pad. Those birds on the Weber, some eggs over easy, and we'll have ourselves one hell of a topless barbecue.
All right.
Yeah, I gotta go. Shalom.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. I just Googled Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Yes.
A, not a physician, and B,
dead.
Died in 2013.
Oh, sorry, Joyce. We hardly knew ye.
In Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Oh.
A city made famous on SNL.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Mr. Richard Fader.
Yeah, Fort Lee, New Jersey. thank you very much. Where were we, Christy? I believe...
We were in the news.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what else have you got?
An Indiana man was arrested for allegedly driving a stolen car with a fake license plate, hand-drawn in crayon. State troopers spotted Joshua Lewis Brown stranded on the side of the I-80 toll road Friday. They almost called a tow truck, but identified Lewis Brown as a suspected car thief. Police said the Toyota Corolla, which had been reported stolen from State College, Pennsylvania, bore a fictitious license plate that had DJ39RK written in crayon on a grocery bag. The 20-year-old was arrested for possessing stolen property and driving without a license.
She could have gone with a vanity plate.
Yeah.
Can't you do that sort of, though? Say plate missing or
plate
something?
Lost.
And plate lost. Or
I have seen those.
Yeah.
I suppose. Now, Josh, if you were going to do that, what would you write on it? Would you like do a vanity plate like boobs 69? Ha ha!
Oh, those are all very good.
Can you get that? You can't get that.
No,
yeah. I won't let you have
donut
that
boobs or.
Why would he use
pizza
crayon? I mean, if you're going to do it,
pepperoni boobs.
No, commit. Get a Sharpie.
How often have we sat in this room and said criminals aren't that bright?
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
Maybe crayon's all he had.
You know why I pulled you over? Could it be my paper sack crayon license plate officer? I wonder if he'll be in a state where they actually make the license plates in the prisons.
Right.
Because they do in some states.
Yeah.
They still do that. Do you suppose those guys for fun make fake vanity plates?
What would they do with them?
I don't.
Hang them in their cells?
Hang them in their cells.
I doubt they allow that.
Yeah, they'd probably have to pay for them somewhere.
I think no one's looking.
Allow them.
Hey, the screw looks. You distract the screw. I'm gonna print.
And no one's looking until you hang that license plate up in your cell.
I'm gonna print a plate that says Josh 69 and smuggle it out and get it to him.
I wonder if this was like one of the old jokes where the guy he gets arrested for the fake license plate. Then he looks at the camera and goes, well, good thing I didn't show him my proof of insurance. And it's like macaroni arch or something.
That's apparently an old joke.
Well, it's good thing I didn't tell him about the dirty knife, that old time. Some of these, Tom, wacky foods that people are sending in are unacceptable.
And here's some.
May I share
the learn
one?
How to eat thing?
And I don't mean to take anything away from John here who sent this to us. I'm very skeptical about this.
Okay.
Take an Oreo cake,
An Oreo cake.
Yes. So
where do you get an Oreo cake?
Maybe
like ice cream cake?
Wait a minute. I think they sell like Oreo. They look like oatmeal pies, but they're Oreos.
What?
Are you sure?
Okay, what? I'm picturing like a Dairy Queen Oreo ice cream cake, but I could be way wrong.
They also make Oreo, like the ready set Oreo cheesecake. Like you would do a no-bake cheesecake, they make an Oreo version
of
that.
Okay. Well, so this says take an Oreo cake and top it with your favorite flavor of Kraft Easy Cheese.
Oh, please, come on.
Get out.
No.
The kind you squirt out of the can. Ugh. Sounds terrible, but I think you would be surprised.
No. Okay. He's a stoner.
No. My mom did that with apple pie. She put the slices.
Now, I've heard of that.
Yeah, that's fairly
wrong.
And I've not done that, but I can see how that might be. It's savory and sweet at the same time. I guess this is the same idea.
And boy,
we used to fill.
Be careful if she didn't have the cheese.
Oh boy!
We used to fill Bugles. You know the snack chip.
Love Bugles.
We used to fill those with Easy Cheese.
Sure, that sounds good.
Love Bugles. Put them on your fingers. Logical. You have fingernails. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't know anything about this white trash stuff.
So. No.
Nah, you don't.
Now, this I would try. It's a sandwich. You toast some bread, slather with crunchy Jif, and add ham.
Oh,
that doesn't sound bad. That
peanut butter ham?
Yeah. Now, I know Chom's out because of the crunchy Jif.
Right.
Yeah.
We had the crunchy French toast yesterday.
Yep.
Oh.
We did. We went over that earlier when you weren't here.
Oh, were you when I was
sorry.
Here? That's why everybody's staring at me right now.
So anyway, Christy, tell us, how was dinner with Porter Wagner?
You'll find it in Boxes of Breeze. Remember that? Okay. Dolly Parton.
All righty. Okay, what else you got?
Things are never like they are in the movies. A fake ID charge has been dropped in a plea deal for an Iowa man who used a McLovin novelty idea from the movie Superbad. A 20-year-old student, Daniel Burleson, was arrested in October at an Iowa City bar for various charges that included possessing a fake ID. And according to the arrest report, Burleson was carrying a McLovin ID card that said he bought it off Amazon. He pleaded guilty to the charges of being in a bar while underage and being a minor in possession of alcohol. But a district court judge dismissed the charges of public intoxication and possessing a fake ID. The Hawaii driver's license is a novelty replica. First of all, if you're going to go with a fake driver's license, Hawaii's going to stand out no matter where, even if it is kind of real. In Iowa, yeah. That is the novelty replica of the one featured in the 2007 film Superbad, wherein a high school student uses the obviously fake ID to purchase alcohol. Hmm. After the man's arrest was first reported, Seth Rogen, who starred and co-wrote the movie, tweeted, quote, "My work here is done."
What a great move.
Funny.
And it's McLovin.
McLovin, yeah.
Is the character.
Yeah, that's what he went by on his fake ID.
Did you ever have a fake ID?
Yes, I did. It was mine, and the age, I knew some guy who could take my actual ID, and he could kind of scrape off the year and with pencil make it look like I was older, and it worked a few times.
Oh, Josh.
Oh, you don't know what
you've
opened.
You're such a child. We happen to be in the presence of the foremost
genius
fake ID maker in the history of the world.
That's right.
You weren't aware of this?
Tom.
I think I was.
Sit back, relax.
I've stepped into his web, my friend.
It was a different era.
Yes. They were much easier to fake back
then. Yeah, things were easier to fake.
Yeah, with photography and a dark room and letter set, press on letters, you can make a really good looking fake.
I can remember.
Now
you didn't even have your picture on your license. Do you remember that, Chip?
No kidding.
I don't.
Really?
I mean, I knew that was a thing, but I didn't think
it
was
that. I'm sure I had one, but I don't.
My first license, my picture wasn't on it.
Huh. Yeah.
Much tougher now, although I'm sure with contemporary technology, there are people out there that could make one for you.
Yeah, with the retina scans and things.
3D printers, I think you could probably do
anything. Well, you had the FBI card used to carry around.
I can get you a fake ID.
Josh, a federal body inspector.
That's right, yeah. Uh-huh.
Show that to the ladies.
Yeah,
female.
Oh, they were always charmed. They were always charmed.
He's federal.
No, mine was more legit than just the female body inspector.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.